Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Kuf Zayin, Baba Metzia 107a. Pagination is 213. About midway on the page, at the second half of the line, Aleph Lamed Omar Le Rav Yehuda Le Ravin. Rav Yehuda said to Ravin Bar Rav Nachman. He said as follows: Ravin Ochi, Ravin, my literally brother, it means beloved, similar to the usage of Yaakov, according to Rashi at the end of Parshas Vayetze, where it says that Yaakov's brothers assisted him, and Rashi tells us it means his children, whom he relied on, like brothers. So, Ravin Ochi, Ravin, my beloved, Lo Sizven Aro de Semicha Lamasa. Don't buy a property that's close to the city. It means a field. Da'amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, because there's a statement in the name of Rav that says, Asur lo la'odam shiyamar al sada chavero b'sha she'omedes b'komo seha. There's a prohibition for a person to stand by his friend's field while it is in its glory, with the field grown, with the stalks in place, because he's going to cause damage by gazing at the field. He causes an ayin hara, he causes damage. And therefore, even though that statement of Rav was really talking about a person not standing in such a place where he sees his friend's property, but by extrapolation, that means that such damage could occur, that there is such a concept of ayin hara, looking at somebody in an unfavorable or jealous way, causes a judgment. Is he really entitled to all this goodness? And therefore, don't open yourself up to that possibility that someone can do that to you. Don't buy a field that's near the city. People will be coming and going. They'll always be looking at what you have. So his message was, be discreet and don't take a property that's near the city. Eini, asks the Gemara, this doesn't match another statement that we have in the name of Rav. V'ha'ashkechinhu Rabbi Abba l'talmidei d'Rav. Rabbi Abba encountered the students of Rav. Omaluhu, he said, my Omar Rav Bahani Kroi. What did Rav tell you regarding these psukim? Baruch atah ba'ir, you should be blessed in the city. Baruch atah ba'sada, you should be blessed in the field. Baruch atah bevo'echa, you should be blessed as you come in. Uvaruch atah betzeisecha, you should be blessed as you go out. Va'omrulei, and the students of Rav told him that Rav explained these psukim as follows. Hachi Amar Rav, this is what he said. Let's listen closely. Baruch atah ba'ir, you should be blessed in the city. Sheyehi beischa samach leves hakneses. Your house should be near a shul. So he's understanding, Baruch atah ba'ir, you should be blessed regarding the city, regarding the way you're situated in the city, you should be blessed that your house should be near the shul. Baruch atah basada, you should be blessed regarding the field. What kind of blessing? Sheyu nechsecha kurovim la'ir, that your property should be near the city. We, in fact, encountered this type of blessing in the Gemara Brachas Daf Mem Vav 46, that the Birchas Habayis, the blessing that's bestowed from a guest to the host, is that your property should be nearby, it should be near the city. And right over there, we have what seems to be a contradiction in the teachings of Rav, because Rav is teaching that there's such a thing as ayin hara, someone can damage. And on the other hand, he was saying, I hope your property is near the city. Let's just finish the braisa. Baruch atah bevo'echa, the memra of Rav. Baruch atah bevo'echa, Blessed are you as you come in. When you come home, you should not find that your wife is doubtful of her nida status as you're coming in from the way. You're coming in from the way, you're hoping to be able to relate, hug, cuddle, and you won't be able to if it's a suffix nida, if she's not sure of her nida status. It is interesting that in Halacha, Orechayim Reshmem Siv Tesvav, the concept of coming from the way, particularly in their time where they exerted themselves a lot, was not considered ideal for tashmish, for intimacy. Person should regain his strength first. But simply the way we understand it is he still would be able to touch and encounter, and he's coming home, he wants to be able to do that, and he's not able to if she's a suffik nida. Rashi in Sanhedrin Kuf Gimel, where this statement also comes up, explains that when a person knows it's forbidden, if she's a regular nida, straightforward, so then he gains strength from that information, and he resolves that this is what he has to do. This is the mitzvah. But when she's a suffik nida, when it's a case of doubt, so it leaves him very unsatisfied in his mesiras nefesh for the mitzvah, that he overcomes any urge that he might have, but he feels, al chinam animoneya, it could be that I'm doing all this for nothing. And it leaves him unsatisfied. So suffik nida is particularly troubling to the person. Finally, Baruch Atah B'Tzei Secha, you should be blessed regarding what goes out. Sheyuhut Tzatzai Me'echa Kemoscha, that you should be blessed, that your children should be as righteous, as good, as committed as you are. In any case, we do have what seems to be a troubling contradiction. When it came to Baruch Atah B'Sedeh, you should be blessed regarding your field, Rav taught, according to this second statement, that you should have your fields near the city. And according to Rav Yehuda's teaching to Ravin, which was based on Rav's statement that someone could damage someone else by seeing their field in its glory, and he taught, so don't buy a field near the city because you could get damaged. What is the true recommendation? And on Amud Beis, on the top line, we see Lokasha, it's not a question, because Hada Mahadar Le Shura Variska, Hadala Mahadar Le Shura Variska, Rashi explains, it depends if there's a wall, a fence around the field, so that people do not see. If it has a fence, then sure, it's convenient to have your field near the city. It limits your commute. It's considered a very special blessing. If, on the other hand, there is no fence, so then this recommendation of don't take such a field would apply. One additional observation back on Amud Aleph, the statement, as it was understood by Rav, Baruch Atah Ba'ir, blessed are you in the city, the way you're situated in a city was that you should be near a shul. Presumably, it'll have a good influence on you, and you'll go frequently. The Gemara, about 9 lines from the bottom, tells us that Rabbi Yechanan understood that statement in a different way. Rabbi Yechanan lo omar hachi. Rabbi Yechanan did not learn Baruch Atah Ba'ir regarding the closeness of a shul to your house. Ela Baruch Atah Ba'ir sheyeh beis hakiseh samach l'shulchanecha. There should be a bathroom nearby that you should be able to relieve yourself without waiting and being inconvenienced. Ava beis haknesses lo, but he did not say this regarding having a shul close by, because Rabbi Yochanan l'tamei d'omar schar psios yesh. Rabbi Yochanan held that a person is benefiting by having the shul further away. He's going to go anyway, and like this, he has the merit of the walk. Now, nowadays, our typical attitude is we're afraid the person won't walk, so that he will not get the benefit. So we would prefer a shul closer by. But there is this concept from Rabbi Yechanan that going to the further shul gains a person merit because of the steps that he's taking, the effort that he's making, and therefore he did not understand Baruch Atah Bo'ir, that there's a singular blessing by having the shul close by. And again, instead, Rabbi Yechanan understood Baruch Atah Bo'ir is referring to a Beis HaKiseh, that a person should be able to get rid of the waste from his body, and probably philosophically all of life, to be unencumbered by waste, is a unique blessing. We have a fascinating Gemara that correlates with this, Brachas Nun Hei, Brachas 55, in which one of the Talmudic scholars was seen to be with his face glowing, very at ease, very exuberant, and someone asked him, "You look like the type of person who's lending money with interest, perhaps, that it's easy money coming your way, and you're very at ease, very not worried." And he answered that it's forbidden for him to lend money with interest, but the reason that he's so at ease is because he uses the bathroom responsibly, and as a result, his body results from that therapy, from that proper usage, that he's at ease. Going back to the original contradiction, we have this statement from Rav Yehuda based on Rav, which clearly concerned itself with Ayin Hara. We had a different statement that said that having a field near a city is so convenient and good, and we resolved it. It depends if it has a fence or not. If you're able to have the blessing nearby but discreet, that would be the best. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.